The $11-plus billion budget cleared the committee with all Republican backing, undoing many spending increases from the governor. They spent $88 million less for the Department of Transportation, $46 million for education aid, and $140 million less for the Department of Health and Human Services. Under DHHS reductions, the state's Medicaid expansion would expire by the end of the year. Funding for emergency shelters would be cut in half, and the governor's $6 million increase to drug and alcohol prevention programs would be completely eliminated. Democrat Cindy Rosenwald of Nashua says it is appalling that Republicans took all tax increases off the table.
Isn't an increase in the cigarette tax worth it to fund efforts to combat substance abuse in the middle of an epidemic crisis? And to fund emergency shelters for victims of domestic violence.
But Finance Chairman Neil Kirk, who says he is proud of the budget, says the governor's proposed revenue increases were not the best way to balance the budget.
When we were trying to look at her budget, we didn't have the same amount of revenue to spend. We weren't going to try to penalize businesses with higher taxes to harm the economy the way the governor did.
The full House will vote on the proposed budget next week. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.